The previous track ended with my comments regarding Brother Dan Doolittle after my exchange with him, my text message exchange, that he appears not to be interested in what the scriptures say on the subject, but only what our movement tradition says about it. So let's define what I mean by that. Because somebody can say I'm bashing the ministers, which somebody has said, and they could say, well, he has all the scriptures he needs on this subject. No, he doesn't. Because there are a lot of scriptures, and his job, he's required to take those scriptures, yes, he is, or get somebody to help him do it, or at least the ministry in general is, especially those who promised that they would do so, and take those scriptures that I've presented, not some other scriptures, or you can come up with all the other scriptures you want, but when you finally get done, eventually get around to these scriptures. This is what the Evening Light group of ministers absolutely will not do. They seem, you know, some religions have a high code of honor. Unless you're an infidel, you're not part of their group, and then you don't matter. And I guess if you have offended the movement idol, there's not a code of honor that applies to me. You can promise, put it in writing where I could post it, and you don't have to follow through, not even in 7 years. But the problem is, they can't. The movement idol doesn't allow it. The movement idol doesn't tolerate it. They have nowhere to go. They thought, when they first saw it, well, what would there be that we couldn't look up in the Bible? I guess. But now they've got a problem. And I had a lot of anecdotes, stories in those first letters that went out, but I was so discouraged getting kind of beat up by people. Marty Clevenger, he went down through there and asked me, when did that happen? When did that happen? Well, what about the lady that got saved on Sunday and died on was dead by Wednesday? When did that happen? He kept asking me, when did that happen? Like it mattered, like this was something from the past, like we don't hold that anymore. Well, go to July 22nd, 2022, of the Monarch Springs National Camp Meeting, which you can find on YouTube. Pull up the morning service there, go to the last 2 minutes and listen and see how long ago was that. That wasn't that long ago, Brother Marty. But this handling of the word in this way, to evade, you would never do that except that our movement, our group, that this is our tradition. If you found something like this in any other church, you would blast them. You would show how corrupt they are. You would show what sectarians they are. But a lot of things in the past were done before we had all this light. But now this is a totally different and very dangerous situation. And the problem is that I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord. And I'm coming to you with the Word of God, which you do not have. And maybe you're saying, oh, wait a minute. Didn't he bring you scripture? Does it matter how many scriptures he brought? Does it matter that you brought him 18 pages of scripture or 180 pages of scripture and he brings you one scripture? He brought you scripture and you brought him scripture. Who's to say that the scriptures that Brother Dan brought don't apply to this question just as much or more so than my scriptures, however many they are? Now, that's a fair question, isn't it? Maybe you're thinking that. How can I be so confident and say he doesn't have the word? He doesn't have this Bible. He doesn't have the scripture. He just brought me two scriptures. He brought me James 5 and 13 to 15, and he brought me Psalms 118. What's wrong with that? Here's what's wrong with that. And please, please hear me very closely. Here's what's wrong with that. Yes, he brought me scriptures, scriptures that I spent hours analyzing, pulled through a lot of information. So let's try one here. Let's look at James 5 and 13 to 15. And Dan says, the scripture says, is any sick? So Brother Dan is going to base everything on James 5 and 13 to 15 and hold that that is an ordinance, so nothing else in the whole Bible needs to be considered on this subject. Well, then he would at least be sure to include all of at least James 5 and 13. If that's all he's got, he's going to include all of it, right? That'd be fair, wouldn't it? Okay, so let's read James 5 and 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Okay, let's keep going. Is any merry? Question mark. Let him sing psalms. Let's talk about that. You weren't planning to just gloss over that, were you? That would be an ordinance as well, wouldn't it? Well, I heard a story of a soldier who was running from the enemy, and he was trying to hide out in a cave, and the enemy soldiers were looking for him. They were looking cave to cave, and this soldier was praying. He knew his life was on the line here. He asked God for a miracle. Well, before long, he saw that a spider was spinning a spider web over the front, and he thought, I need more than a spider web. I need a stone, a wall. I need something to stop soldiers. Well, pretty soon the soldiers came by looking, And one of them said, well, he couldn't have gone in here, but there's a spider web over the opening. And this soldier realized that God had done a miracle for him. His heart was filled with joy. So then, the scripture being an ordinance in the Word of God, he was then required to belt out psalms of praise, even though it would cost him his life, right? Do you hold it that way? If not, why not? My point is here, the scriptures that Brother Dan brought, we analyze them for hours and hours, but he will not analyze any of my scriptures. He won't even analyze his own scriptures. That's the difference. He won't answer the most simple question. My mom wouldn't either. I asked my mom, Mom, Frances Ridley Havergal was only 42 years old when she died, and when the doctor told her she was going to die, she said it's too good to be true. Well, what if the doctor had told Frances Ridley Havergal, you're going to die because you have scurvy, and I brought you a box of oranges, and now start eating these oranges, and you'll be just fine in a few days. What if Frances Ridley Havergal, the songwriter, said, oh, no, you take your oranges with you. This is too good to be true, and I'm out of here. Would she have been justified in doing so? And my mom said no. I said, okay, what if the doctor said to Frances Ridley Havergal, you're going to die because your blood sugar is through the roof, and I brought some insulin, so roll up your sleeve. What about that? She wouldn't answer. There was silence on the line. So it is one thing to bring me scriptures, which I have analyzed. You notice what I said, would you please go see how that sounded? Would you please go look at the rest of the Word of God that pertains to that? No, he won't. And that's where the condemnation is. That's where the dishonesty is. That's where the corruption is. Now, if you proclaim to the people that I'm a two-verse minister, if you proclaim that, but if you proclaim that we take the whole Word of God, Michael Smith is on Facebook Live telling the people we don't worship creed or tradition, and yet try to get him to answer any of these questions. That's the end of this second of five tracks.